Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth with Allison and JP, and we are back for our second helping.
I like that.
I mean, that, you know, it's kind of cheerful because you think, yeah, I'm going to go get that second piece of pizza. Yeah, I'm going to get some more stuffing. Maybe I'm going to get some pumpkin pie or what is your dessert of choice?
Not pumpkin pie.
Not cheesecake.
Funny, I'm kind of a hypocrite because I was going to say brownies with ice cream. But that's
just delicious.
That's two.
Is everything just...
I guess. I don't know.
Allison.
If you're in Mexico, though, you have like 48 helpings, right?
You have 48 at least.
At least. Because yeah. They're so little.
They're just teeny tiny little helpings. Anyway, a second helping of news.
You're going to think I'm lame, but it's just going to be the same music I got on this board already.
I do. I mean, it'll work for today, but not tomorrow.
No. JP, you sent us some good music.
So, Mark Kelly.
In other news.
Dip.
Mark Kelly
dip.
Is weird.
Dip.
What is he talking about?
A dip.
We don't know. We wish we did, but we don't.
He said Trump. Now I'm off beat. He said Trump is going to kill him. Kill him. Yeah. What is he talking about? Does he really think Donald Trump's trying to kill him?
I don't think he ever has any idea what he's talking about.
I think that somebody hands him a piece of paper, like the guy on Anchorman, and he just says whatever they tell him to say.
No, yeah. These are all just Democrats.
What's Will Ferrell's character on Anchorman? What's his name?
Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy. Just think of Mark Kelly as Ron Burgundy. And they just put it in the teleprompter, and he's like, okay, one, Trump tried to kill me. Serious face. And you're like, no, he didn't threaten to kill you, buddy. He
just
didn't.
Said sedition and treason isn't cool.
Yeah, he that's what he said. And he said, oh, by the way, this is the penalty for treason. And Mark Kelly took it to mean he means me. Mark Kelly, you take it as you wish. He was just telling you what the law says. Apparently, that doesn't matter to you.
But what he is... talk about... let's go through this whole Venezuela thing, because that kind of came up the same time the naked man was coming by on the stretcher.
Okay, that's so unsettling.
All this started happening. So Trump said last week, no more flying in Venezuelan airspace, right?
Keep it clear.
And that is for what purpose?
No one knows.
Because they want to go to war with Venezuela and overthrow Maduro.
Because he won't relinquish power to the chick that won.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, the main reason is he's pro-Russia. He's in, you know, he's just in bed with Russia and sending, you know, I think it's true, obviously, that they're sending some narcotics to America, but I think that's being used as the reason to go after them. The real reason is he's a pro-Russian regime in the Western Hemisphere. That's the real reason why they're wanting to overthrow him. And why there's probably some CIA action behind the scenes on the ground trying to get rid of him. But, I mean, that's the real reason. They just want to go to war with him to overthrow Maduro.
And so we shut down airspace and say, get out. No more. Then Trump and Pete start blowing up boats. Mm-hmm. Now we have... did y'all see this? Mike Rogers, Alabama Mike Rogers, who sits as the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, is questioning whether or not those hits on the boats were legal. I guess it's because one of the boats, apparently there were 11 people on the boat, 9 got unalived.
Okay.
2 were hanging on to the side or something.
Yeah.
And they called in a second strike on the boat and took them out.
Yeah.
And so they're looking into the legality of that. But what is Mark Kelly, what was it he was saying today in that press conference about?
We've committed war crimes, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he was referring to that. And, you know, Trump has claimed that Hegseth said there was no such attack to kill survivors. So they're denying that it happened. But
if you meant to kill him the first time, what?
I know.
You can't go back and kill him the second time?
Well, I guess.
It's like, oh, if they lived, then we just let it. I don't think war looks like.
Well, I mean,
like that.
I think it's just people that are anti-Trump, anti-war. And, you know, you're not going to verify that these people weren't, you know, drug traffickers before killing them. I mean, I guess I trust Pete Hegseth to have the prior evidence that these people were trafficking drugs before they commit the first airstrike. But I agree. If you're going to try to kill them in the first place, I feel like it's kind of war to, I don't see any Geneva Convention. I could be wrong. Somebody wants to inform me that that's against the Geneva Convention, you know, laws. I don't see where it is. I think that's just them trying to go after Trump.
Well, I've never seen a war where you shoot once, and if you miss, you're like, oh, okay, you get to go.
Yeah.
Well, and I want to back up and ask, what has Mark Kelly actually done? Like, did he do anything to stop the flow of drugs from coming over the... Oh, that's right. He was part of the group of people that was okay with immigration.
Yeah.
Illegal immigration and the flow of drugs, right? Or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. He's a border state, too.
So remind me again, then, what has he done to help protect our freedom? Like, okay, he was an astronaut. Great. I respect you for that. Okay, fine. But, like, what else have you done to help protect the people of America?
Well, he's protecting the people of America and our military by telling them not to carry out illegal... I'm being serious. He literally thinks he's protecting the... I mean, that's where we are. That's what the left thinks they are doing the most good.
And so that includes, though, all the times that he was part of the military when they were... Either our people were neoconning it, or they were just for war, for these endless wars. But now it's like not good. Like, we don't want to stop fentanyl or weed, heroin,
they're
cocaine.
Probably getting lots of money.
I mean, like, I don't understand. I need to understand why the outrage now.
I really think the outrage from the left is just trying anything to go after Trump. Congress didn't declare war. You can't blow up these narco-terrorists coming to America with drugs. It's like, yeah, how many times did Congress declare war when Obama drone attacked the stew out of the Middle East, like in Yemen and other, like, the whole Congress didn't declare war. Phil and I actually talked about this. I think the last time Congress declared war was World War II. There was actually never a formal declaration of war on, you know, any of the wars in the Middle East, Vietnam. So I feel like the declaration of war, we're a little bit past that. But I really think all there is to it, they're just finding anything to go after Trump with.
But there's also something else that I'm just, this could be me. I could be wrong. But isn't it funny how we're for something when we don't have to look at it? But you're watching a boat being blown up with people on it. And suddenly that's horrific and we're not for that kind of thing. But you are for abortion.
Exactly.
You are for war. And you can kill them over there, but don't do it where we can see it. We do not want to see. That is unsavory. And also, you can't see all the lives wrecked by the drugs that have come over here. I mean, it's a wasteland, which, by the way, is a good book about the drug crisis. But when you see it, oh, we can't see that. I mean, that's an offshoot of anything to go after Trump. But I find that ironic. Yeah. Or is that just me?
No, it is true. I agree. And plus, we have an administration that's actually showing it, which is, I think, obviously strategic to try to intimidate these narco-terrorists. But yeah, I agree. When it's on camera, all of a sudden, it's a problem.
I was like, ooh. I mean, you know, maybe we should put other things on camera so people can go, well, that's pretty horrific. We should probably not do that. Mm. But this is literally wiping out entire populations of people. We're okay with that. But just don't blow up that boat. That's unsavory, man.
But is Trump escalating this to a point where we're going to end up in some sort of legit altercation?
Oh, we're going to war with Venezuela for sure. I think it's imminent.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, look at the battleships we've sent on, you know, the border of Venezuela. There's apparently CIA operations on the ground in Venezuela to overthrow Maduro. And I'm actually, you know, a lot of people...
Careful, JP. Careful.
A lot of people have called me an isolationist because I'm pretty much anti-war when it comes to, you know, stuff in the Middle East and the U.S.'s support of Ukraine. I think it's pretty ridiculous. I'm actually for some action in Venezuela because this is our hemisphere. Like, this is our turf. Like, the Monroe Doctrine, Western Hemisphere is our turf. That's our sphere of influence. We can't have pro-Russian regimes in our own backyard that are also sending fentanyl to America. Like, we can't have it. Now, like, Eastern Europe is not our sphere of influence. So why are we supporting Ukraine to the T that we are? I mean, give them initial support, but then try to bring an end as quick as possible. The Middle East is not our sphere of influence. Look what meddling in that for 20-something years has done for us. The Western Hemisphere, that's our backyard. I feel like we got to do what we got to do to... like the Panama Canal being controlled by China, not good. Venezuela being, you know, pro-Russian, not good. So I think some military action in the Western Hemisphere to stop stuff like that is warranted.
Do you think that the meeting that Trump is supposed to have with Maduro will happen? I mean, do you think that there's any possibility? And I think we would agree with you on the whole war situation. I need to think through this, our hemisphere, that you bring, you make a great point. But do you think that they're going to have a meeting? And will Trump be able to say, listen, Nicholas,
Nick, get it
Nikki,
together.
You're not wanted here anymore. Nickster. Any chance he gets him to just go, fine, I'll walk away?
I wonder if Trump, this is the way he does things. He goes extreme. He goes hard. He goes big. Because that's the way you negotiate. And then you start scanning. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's work this out kind mm-hmm. of thing. So maybe. I just hate it because the whole plan was to, you know, no new wars. No, we're tired of fighting wars. I'm like with you. I've got to think about this one. This one kind of came out of nowhere for me.
There are some reports that, I can't remember who did it. It was like the Washington Post or somebody said something about how apparently behind closed doors, Maduro accepted a deal with the United States, like an oil deal, a gold deal, something to get them out of Russian hands. But apparently, even Maduro, after accepting it, wasn't good enough for, you know, like Rubio and others. They want Maduro gone. Although I agree to have intervention in, you know, our turf, if Maduro is complying with what we want, then
right.
do it. You know, mm-hmm. I don't care. Well, Maduro's a bad guy. Well, it's like, I feel like most global leaders are bad guys. If he's giving us what we want, then okay, fine. But I think they're just obsessed with getting Maduro out. So I think military intervention to get Venezuela to come back into our hands is warranted. But if we're just fighting it just to get rid of Maduro, then I don't know. If he's giving us what we want, then just take it. So I do think war is imminent, though, because of I feel like if we've gone this far, then there's no turning back.
Well, we can't forget that they did empty out their jails and sent them here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
yeah,
gosh,
maybe that's
a lot.
War enough.
Yeah. Could be.
What's your timeline? What do you think?
I think it's imminent. I kind of expected one to happen already with the battleships off the coast and the airspace being, you know, closed down like Trump was threatening. We'll see. I mean, we'll see if there's some sort of deal. I don't know what else they would want from Maduro. You know, if there's already CIA operations on the ground to get rid of him, I just think they want Maduro gone. So we'll see if Maduro just steps down. I doubt it, but I don't know. I can't really give you a timeline. I kind of thought it would already happen by now, to be honest with you.
That's interesting. I guess we'll have to just wait and see.
Let's wait till Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is exhausting.
'Tis the season.
It is. Mm.
What are we going to do? Are we going to do some, would you rather? Are we going to end on a we're going to war note?
No, we got to do.
Yeah, we're going to do something fun. We'll find it.
Yeah, we got to do it.
During the break. I promise. We'll be right back.